Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I'm so glad that you're with me today, mostly that you are studying the Word of God. You want to learn what God has to say to you individually, and God will speak to us through His Bible. He does that by teaching us through His Holy Spirit, guiding us into all truth and empowering us to live according to that truth. And that's one of the reasons that I began in prayer with every one of these studies. I want us all to be blessed by the Spirit of the living God teaching us His Word and helping us to live according to it. Pray with me, if you will, today. Heavenly Father, I just want to bless you as I begin this study. I want to sing praises and say praises unto the Almighty God, who is the Creator of heaven and earth. Lord, you're not surprised by anything we encounter in this life. And Lord, you want us to be equipped to handle whatever comes along. So you've given us your word. And today we humble ourselves before you. We ask that you will teach us by your Holy Spirit, guiding us into all truth. And Lord, giving us the power to live according to that truth, so that all praise and glory goes unto you as you watch our lives and are pleased with them. We're blessed by you. We thank you. And we give you praise for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The People Meet Jesus. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 12 and verse 18. The Apostle John wrote how the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death, because that by reason of him many of the Jews went away and believed on Jesus. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, "Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that comes in the name of the Lord." And Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat thereon. As it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king comes, sitting on a donkey's colt." These things understood not his disciples at the first, but when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. The people therefore that was with him when he called Lazarus out of his grave, and raised him from the dead, bear record. And in chapter 12 and verse 18 of his book, John shared how, "For this cause the people also met him," where we read, "For this cause the people also met him, for that they heard that he had done this miracle." The verse reads, "For this cause the people also met him." John began with the words, "for this cause," which means by these means and because of this reason, the people, or the people both male and female, also met him, which means even so and indeed went to encounter Jesus. John shared how the people came to meet Jesus because they knew of his raising of Lazarus from the dead. The verse continues, "for that they had heard that he had done this miracle." John added the words, "for that they had heard," which means because and since and on account of, that the people were endowed with the faculty of hearing, perceiving, and understanding that he had done or that Jesus performed, produced, and made ready this miracle, which means the wonder, sign, token, and supernatural occurrence. John shared how the people came to meet Jesus because they heard that Jesus performed the miracle of resurrection upon Lazarus. When we consider John's words in this verse, we learn why the people came to meet Jesus. They heard Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead, and this was such a supernatural wonder they could not resist coming to see him. When a person carefully examines the life of Jesus, they will discover how wonderful he was on the earth and among people. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." You can see John 3:16 for that verse. Let all who discover the life and miracle of Jesus, or the miracles of Jesus, yield their lives to him and believe. Next time, John shares how the Pharisees say, "Perceive you how you prevail nothing? Behold, the world is gone after him." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.